did not get the albums and support them all. Yeah, they're still around in various forms. Before that, China Crisis, Black Man Ray and Jeremy Loops sending postcards. Brings us to 8 o'clock and time for the second news bulletin. In your top stories, President Ramaphosa may appoint an inquiry into South Africa's top cop. Creasy unveils a plan to ease congestion at the Lebombo port of entry, and Gorongwana says fuel levy relief will be extended by 2 months. President Ramaphosa might appoint an inquiry to determine whether he should suspend or remove National Police Commissioner General Fani Masemola from office. The SAPS Act allows for this process. Masemola is expected to appear in court today in connection with a 360 million rand tender allegedly awarded to crime kingpin Vusumzi Cat Matlala. He is the country's third National Police Commissioner to face charges while in office. According to the Act, the President may set up an inquiry headed by an appellate court judge if the Cabinet loses confidence in the country's top cop. The Minister of Transport, Barbara Creasy, announced a long-term solution to resolve long-standing congestion challenges at the Lebombo port of entry in Mpumalanga. The solution includes a joint processing system with Mozambique at 7 kilometres, where immigration, customs and cargo checks will be handled together. The system will be fully digitised by next year, allowing trucks to pass through scanners without drivers leaving their vehicles. Creasy says the plan aims to cut waiting time, improve efficiency and boost trade between South Africa and Mozambique, especially exports through Maputo. Cash-strapped Johannesburg residents could dig deeper into their pockets from July after the city proposed a hike in tariffs. According to reports, the city has proposed increases of up to 12.5% for water, 11% for sanitation and 9% for electricity. The Freedom Front Plus says this increase is above inflation and unacceptable. The party argues that residents will essentially be paying more for poor infrastructure management, including leaks and illegal connections. It has rejected the proposed budget and is urging public participation in upcoming integrated development plan meetings. The eThekwini municipality has allocated over 2.1 million rand to support disability sector programs in its 26-2027 draft budget, alongside 11 million rand for the Dial-a-Ride service. Deputy Mayor Zandile Mayeni says the funding will support empowerment, awareness and inclusive development initiatives. Yeni says the budget aims to improve access to jobs, transport and services, while the stakeholders raised concerns around accessibility, housing and employment opportunities. Minister of Finance Enoch Godongwana says the current 3 rand fuel levy cut will be extended for at least another 2 months. Gorongwana announced this during an interview at the International Monetary Fund and World Bank meetings in the United States. He revealed that the fiscus cannot afford longer-term support as the national budget remained stretched. The fiscus is losing about 6 billion rand due to the temporary relief on petrol and diesel prices. Gorongwana says government will soon decide on whether to extend the fuel levy, which is set to end on May the 5th. Moving to international news, the Japan Meteorological Agency has warned people in the country to be on alert for a second potential major earthquake. This comes after a 7.7 magnitude quake struck northern Japan yesterday. According to the agency, there is an increased possibility of a mega quake along 2 deep sea trenches in the Pacific Ocean. It says residents in 7 areas, including Hokkaido, Fukushima and Chiba, should prepare for a disaster. Officials urge residents to keep emergency evacuation kits on hand, secure furniture and confirm backup food, water and portable toilets. Financials, gold selling at $4,792.76 a fine ounce. A barrel of Brent, $94.93. $1 US, R16.37. The British pound, £22.13. And the euro, R19.28. A Bitcoin, $75,761.96. That's all for this bulletin.
Streaming worldwide, Wild Coast Radio. Didi na na na.